जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल।
जय जय राधा रमन
हरि बोल। नंद भवन यू शुड कम।
नंदगांव
नॉट गोकुल।
गोकुल
गोकुल। कृष्ण इज सो नटी। He is naughty. Always tells lies.
Krishna è molto rispettoso, dice sempre bugie.
But he is supreme personality of Godhead. But anyone is does not accept him supreme personality of God. Only the son of Nanda Baba.
Lui è Dio, la persona suprema, ma tutti pensano che lui non sia Dio, la persona suprema. Lui è solo il figlio di Nanda Baba.
Now he has become so naughty that he is going to Nevara's house, to Gopi's house, and he stole away makkhan, misri and other things.
Lui ora sta andando nei vicini, nelle case dei vicini delle Gopi e sta rubando
butter and candy, sugar.
Burro e zucchero. Butter.
Butter and sugar candy.
E dolci anche.
Yashoda wanted to make him a chest boy. Why should go to stole anything from others? He should be like Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maharani. He is telling lies sometimes doing so much naughty things. He should be controlled. One day, his chest began to chastise and Krishna began to weep. He took a cane in hand, oh, I will beat you.
E Yashoda vuole castigarlo, va da Nanda Maharaj e si lamenta, dice questo bimbo bisogna che sia corretto, quindi prende in mano un bastone, alza il braccio e fa per punirlo e Krishna piange.
Krishna began to weep bitterly. He was black and mother has given black causal in his eyes, so tears were coming. And he was doing like this, colors were coming, so on black, oh, more black he became.
Krishna è nero, e quando inizia a piangere, lui ha il kajal nero intorno agli occhi, strofina i suoi occhi, con le lacrime, tutto il suo viso diventa ancora più nero.
Quite naked. Nothing was there, only more mukut was there.
Non ha nulla, solo?
Solo
la piuma di pavone.
Not cloth, not anything.
Non ha nulla addosso, nudo.
So, water like Ganges and Jamunes from tears were coming.
E lacrime come il flusso della Yamuna e del Gange scendono giù dai suoi occhi.
He was not pretending. At that time he forgot himself. That I am supreme personality of Godhead. His all powers gone away.
In quel momento lui dimentica tutto, non si ricorda più neanche di essere la suprema persona Dio. Lui dimentica completamente se stesso.
Yashoda took a stick and chastising, I will beat you. And Krishna then coming on the back and he was told, oh mother, don't beat me.
Mamma Yashoda prende in mano un bastone e dice adesso io ti castigherò, e lui corre dietro di lei a nascondersi e dice no madre, non picchiarmi.
Here we should see Annabhilashita Shunyam.
Anukullena
Krishna Anushilanam. That to please Krishna is bhakti. But Krishna is weeping here, how it can be bhakti?
Qui Anukullena
Krishna Anushilanam
significa dare piacere a Krishna, ma qui Krishna sta piangendo, non prova piacere, come può essere bhakti questa?
All activities, all in the house, should be to please Krishna, but Krishna is here weeping so bitterly, and Yashoda Mai is chastising him, so we should say that it is not bhakti.
Qui vediamo che sappiamo che le attività devono essere fatte per piacere Krishna, che la bhakti è questo, ma qui vediamo che Krishna piange e Yashoda sta castigandolo. Come può essere bhakti questa?
But really it is bhakti.
Ma in realtà è la vera bhakti.
The action activities of Putana is not bhakti because they are not favorable. They want to kill Krishna and Yashoda Devi fought. Oh, he should be a very true boy.
Le azioni di Putana non erano bhakti perché lei in realtà voleva uccidere Krishna. Mentre qui Yashoda invece è bhakti perché lei vuole castigarlo per correggere Krishna.
Oh, he is my son, dear son, and only one son. Why he should be a thief?
Io ho un solo figlio, lui è il mio unico figlio, perché deve essere un ladro?
My only milk, breast milk, which not sufficient for Krishna. So, by the milk of cows, cheese may be done,
butter,
rabadi, khoa, rasagolla, and so many things will be done by that. And Krishna is what doing? He is breaking the vessels and all curds and yogurts goes away here and there. He distributes all to monkeys and crows. So Yashoda wants to chastise her.
Io gli do tutto il mio latte a lui e solo per lui, però il mio latte non basta, allora devo prendere il latte delle mucche con cui fare dei dolci, il burro, lo yogurt, il rasgulla. Ma lui rompe tutti i contenitori, alla fine distribuisce e dà tutto il burro, lo yogurt alle scimmie. Io devo castigarlo.
So this is intrinsic nature of bhakti in Yashoda.
Questa è un'intensità della bhakti in Yashoda.
So his all activities is bhakti. Even chastising.
Tutte le sue attività sono bhakti, persino quello di castigare Krishna.
But Kausalya and Dasarath, they cannot do to Ram. Devaki and Vasudeva, they cannot do like this.
Ma Vasudeva e Devaki non possono fare questo.
Kausalya and
Dasarath
could not do for Ram also.
Non potevano fare neanche loro per Rama.
Hanuman cannot do like this. Only gopis and Krishna fans. Gopis will tell, oh Krishna, you should come and message our fields. Gopis can tell.
Le gopi possono dire a Krishna, Krishna vieni qui e massaggiati i piedi.
Only to increase the happy of Krishna.
Solo
to make Krishna. They can tell Krishna, oh, you are cheater, you are dhurta, you are
Lawyer. Davuchi.
Lampat. So many things they can tell. Only to please Krishna. Krishna may be so much pleased by this hearing, but not a prayer of Vedas by Brahma and Shankar. Oh, he will never be pleased. He will never be happy. But when he will see that gopis are chastising and abusing him, oh, he will try to hear more. With lacks and lacks ears.
Le gopi dicono sempre, sono sempre amareggiate verso Krishna, gli dicono sempre tu sei un ladro, sei un mascalzone, sei un imbroglione, ma Krishna è lì che ascolta molto attentamente queste loro recriminazioni, anzi lui è molto più compiaciuto ascoltare questo che tutti veda.
I pray Krishna, I pray Rupa Goswami, I pray Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That should sprinkle their mercy, that you should enter in this bhakti realm.
Io prego il Signore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Rupa Goswami, che voi tutti abbiate una piccola particella di questa bhakti in voi.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has especially come to give, sprinkle this mercy, not other bhakti.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu è specialmente venuto per dare questa bhakti, non altri tipi di bhakti.
So I want that you should be one-pointed and you should realize the intrinsic mood of Swamiji. He came from Golok Vrindavan, wanted to sprinkle this mercy. And for general mass, he told that you should do chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One day you will get a chance to understand all these things.
Voglio che voi abbiate questa bhakti, perché tutti Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu è venuto specialmente per dare questo, e anche la Siddhanta Swami Prabhupada è venuto per dare specialmente questo sentimento. Lui è venuto direttamente da Goloka Vrindavana per dare questa bhakti, e per la gente in generale è venuta solo per dire cantate Hare Krishna.
So, you should try to advance your Krishna consciousness. There are so many things after that. Raganuga Bhakti will come. Rupa Goswami will tell that there are two kinds of bhakti. One, Vaidhi and Raganuga. He has left Vaidhi Bhakti for Sanatana Goswami. And he told Raganuga. And he especially told about the gopis' brain. But we are not so much qualified to discuss all these things. So I am coming just to Sanatana Goswami Siksha.
Ci sono molte cose che avanzando uno deve sapere, anche capire che cos'è la Raganuga Bhakti. Ci sono due tipi di Bhakti, la Vaidhi Bhakti e la Raganuga Bhakti. E man mano che uno avanza può entrare nella Raganuga Bhakti e capire questo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu e Rupa Goswami hanno dato degli insegnamenti su di questo. Lui ora sta accennando queste cose ed è arrivato fino a Sanatana Siksha, fino a questa istruzione di Sanatana Goswami.
If you are practicing and reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, his Swamiji explanation, reading Goswami books, going by the bhakti, it is sure that you will have a very thick greed in Raganuga Bhakti.
Se voi leggete la Chaitanya Charitamrita scritta da Prabhupada con i suoi commentari, se leggete i libri di Goswami e fate la rinuncia, sicuramente voi avrete una comprensione di cos'è la Raganuga Bhakti.
Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the books of Goswami, and the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see, will associate in very soon, you will have a taste in Raganuga. See that? Raganuga Swatantata Jane.
Vidhi
Marga Ratha Jane.
Svadhinata
Ratna Jane.
Rag
Marga Karana. What is the meaning? This, what we are associating, really it is not Vaidhi Bhakti. If you are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita and you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, do you know the meaning of Rupanuga Vaishnava Ki Jaya, Rupanuga Acharya? Who is Rupanuga? Who is? Any question? Do you know? Who is Rupanuga? Can anyone? What is Rupanuga? Can you answer? Never. What? But he has written everything in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. Santa, Dasya, Basalya, Madhur, everything he has done. If you are following Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, are you Rupanuga? No. It is for general. But who was Rupa Goswami actually? He was Rupa Manjari. How he was serving Radha and Krishna? If you are following that intensive mode of Rupa Goswami, how he used to serve, then you are Rupanuga. Otherwise, it may be that you are Raganuga. To be Raganuga also is very high. But being Rupanuga, it is more high than
Raganuga.
All Raganuga
are Rupanuga.
All Rupanuga
are
Raganuga. But all Raganuga are not Rupanuga. Rupanuga is one pointed of Radha and Krishna like Rupa Manjari. How they serve? If you want to know what is Rupanuga, you should know all these things. So gradually, by reading all these books, what Swami Maharaj has translated and given, what Goswami has given, if you are following, then a greed will come. Very strong desire will come to serve Radha Krishna as gopis, not less than this. So now I want to give some Vaidhi Bhakti of Sanatan Goswami, because we are qualified up to that. You should come with me from Vrindavan and follow me, and we are now going to Kashi, Varanasi. You know Kashi, Varanasi?
Yes.
You should come with me in Varanasi. There Sanatan Goswami is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful to Sanatana Goswami. He told that, give up your unwanted beers, all these things. Be quite, what? Having a sikha there, and be clear. And he told Chandrasekhar Acharya that something new cloth will be given to him. But Sanatana Goswami refused. He told that, I want to take old one, your dhoti. And he did two pieces, one for upper and one for
lower.
And he made one door and coffin. He became so humble, so polite, so sweet. He gave up all kinds of desires. And then he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? How am I suffering from this maya? What is maya? What is my sadhan, How will get rid of all these mayas? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully replied, you should go on. Perhaps now you are tired so much, sitting 2 hours. I have only 15 minutes. A man was going anywhere, but his goal was not fixed where to go. No? Where he will go? One should fix his goal where to go. What is his life, goal of his life? And then where should be discovered? If he is going on way but not goal, then what is this? So we have left our home, your father, mother, especially those who are renounced, they have left their all riches, belongings, wife also, we have left everything. If our goal is not fixed, then how we will be fixed? So first goal should be fixed. What we want, where to go, what is the goal of our life? The goal should be there. So this is called sadhya. For sadhya should be fixed. And then you will see that what way is easy to go there. Then means. So only bhakti is means to reach the goal. All the way cannot go there. Bhakti is only transcendental way to reach our goal. What is our goal? To serve Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling here. Sanatana Goswami asked, who am I? Did he not knew that I am Sanatan? I was the Prime Minister of Bhushan Shah. He knew it. But why he asked, do you know that who are you? I don't know that who I am. I have heard that I am part and parcel of Krishna and I am eternal servant of Krishna. But no realization. If there is no realization, then what is this? We should select a guru like this who can help us to make our goal fixed and way fixed, and then who am I? If he is not helping, and he is helping in making money so much, so many friends, so many desires, he is actually no guru. So Sanatana Goswami is asking, who am I? Go on. Please go on. So really you should be Sanatana Goswami. And ask this question to your guru. If guru is not qualifying to answer and satisfy you, you should select another guru. Otherwise, you cannot know all these things. Shastra has told like this. One of that guru go to. Tasmat guru prapadyeta jigyasu seya uttama. To know this bhakti, real bhakti, prema bhakti, you should go to a very realized and qualified holy master. He will answer and he will take with all doubts, because Guru has no doubt. Those who have doubts and also they are Guru, actually they are not Guru. They can fall any time. They are falling down. We are not seeing. So Mahaprabhu is telling them, Jivere Sarup hai Nitya Krishna Dar. Why he is telling that Jivere Sarup hai Nitya Krishna Dar? It was okay, but why second line came? It makes some doubt. What doubt? If you are eternal servant of Krishna and you are serving in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna, there is no Maya, only Yog Maya is there, and he will always helpful to Krishna service. Not this worldly Maya is, Mahamaya is not there. So there is no chance of forgetting them, forgetting Krishna service. Krishna is so sweet. So sweet. Maya cannot be there in front of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Never it can enter. It will be near, lower down to Viraja, not in Krishna Lok Vrindavan. So there is no chance that any jeev can forget Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Tadabrahmaki jadgatva nani vartante tad dham paramam. Those who have bhakti and attend Golok Vrindavan, they have gone there and serving Krishna, they cannot forget and they cannot go down. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told second line, Krishna ratatasta tappi bheda bhed prakar, that he is anadi bahirmukh. Krishna bhul sejiv anadi bahirmukh. Anadi bahirmukh means skill. He never served Krishna. In potency, he has some
desire to serve Krishna.
But it is covered with Maya. He never went to Narayan Dham, Vaikuntha, or above that Krishna Lok. Never he was. That is why he is telling, Krishna Tatastha Shakti Bheda Bhed Prakash. What is the meaning of Tatastha? Marginal. Where is marginal? In Karnabdishai, in Bhijaja. Those who are serving eternally in Krishna, Lok, Vrindavan, they are eternal, liberated. Some of them are association of Krishna, associated. Always serving. And those who are serving also Narayan, they are also liberated. But they are serving in Vaikuntha and they are serving. They have all come from Baldev Prabhu. All. Mool Sankarsan, Mool Baldev, all are coming from there. Golok Vrindavan, they are serving. And those who are serving Narayan, they are coming from Mahasankarsan. There. And those who are coming from, they are all eternal. But those who are coming from Karnabdishai Vishnu, from Tatastha line, in them some are liberated, some are
conditioned.
We have come from there. Never. Krishna Bhuli Sejiv Anadir Bahirmukh. Anadir Bahirmukh means, you should read that. Krishna Bhuli Sejiv Anadir Bahirmukh. 117th slok. 117th.
20th chapter.
Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the experience.
Those who join schools, every little boy of 5 years, they go to school. And the master tells them, oh, buy a very beautiful book having so many pictures. And that book, lovely book, is given to that boy. And then he tells, oh, very good book. And now I am going to school and reading. But actually he is not reading. He is going to school. And he tells, a umbrella, apple. and he sees a beautiful apple in the picture. And he does not know what is apple, nothing. But he, A, apple, D, dog,
C, cat.
And he is sitting, that A, cat is sitting there, attempting to have a mice. And he thinks that I am now so much reading. I am a chhatra, I am a student. So, for this, Shastra has told, or Swamiji has told for beginners, that Krishna Bhuli say you anadir vairmukh, for very beginners, that, oh, he was serving Krishna and that is why he has forgotten. But actually this is not. After that you will see that Swamiji will write so many things about this. Jiva Goswami has written, Rupa Goswami has written, Sanatana Goswami has written, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, and all has written about this. A jeev cannot come from Golok Vrindavan and he will be covered with Maya. Never. So, don't have any doubt about this. For weakness it is told. No harm. So, Krishna Bhuli says, jeev anadi bhajimukh, अतए माया तारे दे संसार विदु कभी स्वर्ग उठाए कभी नरक डुबाए दंड राजा जनो नदी ते डुबा. हाँ, यू शुड रीड.
Therefore, the illusory energy gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. In the material condition, the living entity is sometimes raised to a higher planetary system and material prosperity, and sometimes drowned in a hellish situation. His state is exactly like that of a criminal whom a king punishes by submerging him in water and then raising him again to the water.
You should do. I forget to give a chance. Mahaprabhu gave an example, like a story. You should hear that story. Very beautiful story. There was a very rich Brahmin. And he collected so much wealth, but unfortunately he went anywhere out of his room and he died. But he has kept so many jewels, golden coins, hidden in his room under earth. But after that he has a son. But at that time son was very
small.
No
intelligence.
That is why he could not tell anything. And he tell nothing to anyone because he knew that he will not die. But he died. Now his son became so poor. He knew that my father has not given anything and I am so much poor. He had nothing to eat, only that place was there and also that was broken. All water used to come
inside,
not going. And there were no mice there. You know why?
There is no grain to eat.
Oh, nothing to eat. So no mice were there. In the meantime, an astrologer, friend of his father, came. Like, we have an astrologer here, Arbudhara Prabhu. He is a very well-known astrologer. So, that astrologer was very bosom friend of his father. And he came to see how his son is. And he saw that, oh, he has nothing to eat, nothing to wear, no clothes, nothing. He's like a beggar. He told that, oh, your father has kept so many things for you in hidden here anywhere. I know, but you don't know, because he could not tell you. You never tested that wealth. Never you have tested. But I know that wealth. He became very eager to seek that and to take that money and to take golden coins. He told that, oh, be careful. If you are digging in the north side, oh, so many snakes are there. At once they will poison you and you will die. If you are digging in the west side, oh, there is a jaksha. And he will eat you. And if you are digging in south, or so many bhim rule. And they will bite you and you will die. But come with me. I know. And he took him in the east side of his home. And in a room, he told that you should dig here. And very little he did. And a full jar of golden pot, full of golden coins came out. And now he became so rich person. So wealth was there. In devotee, wealth is there. Love and affection for Krishna is there. Because we are all supreme personality of Godhead servant, eternal servant, part and parcel. But we don't know from our birth that where it is. A astrologer will come, that a guru will come or Krishna will come. And they will help. That you are eternal servant of Krishna. And you should serve him. And by serving this, you will have Braj Prem. Braj Prem is your natural wealth. So this jeev has not known, unaware of all these things. But Guru told. So Guru gives, by the mercy of Krishna, he gives the seed of bhakti that it desired to serve Krishna. This is mool thing. You should go on.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu racconta qui una storia molto bella. Un uomo ha raccolto molto.
How today we are finishing our Italian tour. Now we will go to America, South America, Canada, Hawaii, and so many places of United States. Then we will return to
Europe,
Holland,
Germany,
France,
England,
so many. So I can invite you, I am inviting you, if you want to know all these things more clearly, to give up all the doubts. We may come to my tour in England or Germany, or Holland, France, where it is so near us. And also I am inviting you to come to India in Kartik month. Kartik month in October and November, at the time of Brajmandal Parikrama, at the time of Govardhan Puja.
One month,
Kartik month is very sacred. It is called Radharani month. So each year we do Parikrama of Brajmandal. So excellent. Those who have attended one time, they cannot forget. I have done it each year since, before that, from about 51. I was so much time in Navadvipa, here and there. But when I came and joined Keshavji Gaudiya Math Pran 1944, and before that, 54, and before this, from 52, I am doing Parikrama each year, without fail. So you can come also, you can hear there. We will try to manage everything we are managing. They are all Bhudar Prabhu, Yashodhanandan, he and all. Now he, They will all manage. So I am inviting you to come there and to give association. Only I want to help devotees. No self gain at all. Gaur Pramana.
Ora oggi è finito il tour italiano di Maharaj, lui partirà domani per l'America, il Sud America.
Take or done any offense or I have used very harsh words, please try to forgive me.
Se ha usato delle parole dure, ha fatto delle offese a qualcuno o è stato duro verso qualcuno, Maharaj prega di perdonarlo.
Gaur Pramana. Now he can lead Kirtan.